This is a continuation of the progress note on George Weiss. For some reason, I was cut off, and they gave me a number. We're in the review of systems. Cardiovascular, no current chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory, he's not short of breath now, except on occasion. No, some cough. Head and neck, no earache or sore throat or hoarseness. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal is weak, especially the left side. Paragraph past history, hypertension, neuropathy, diabetes, mellitus, coronary artery disease, and he had a triple bypass about 25 years ago. Stroke with left side weakness, hypertension, depression, urinary incontinence, history of seizures. Two paragraph family history, father died at 64 of esophageal cancer and heart problems. Mother died at 75 and she had cancer, diabetes, and heart problems, period. A daughter had breast cancer. Two paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. He's debilitated. Blood pressure 140 over 82. Temperature 97.2. Pulse 88. O2 sat 92%. Head and neck. Pupils equal and reactive light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extracurrents normal. Oral mucosa normal. Neck has no nodes. Lungs slightly diminished breath sounds, but no wheezes or crackles. Period. No accessory muscle use. Period. Cardiovascular, normal, thorax, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen is not tender. CNS, cranial is grossly intact, period. He has a left side weakness, period. Sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion. Skin was unremarkable. Foot exam was done, and that was normal, except for weakness of the left foot, including dorsiflexion, flexion, and toe flexion, period. Sensation was intact in the toe, and fetal pulses were 2+. No major lesions were noted. The paragraph assessment and plans. One, Mr. Weiss has left the hospital with COVID and is stable from that standpoint, period. Two, he has COPD and I'll continue to do a NAB twice a day, period. Three, he has coronary artery disease with a history of bypass, and I will continue aspirin 81 milligrams daily, plus Imdur 10 milligrams 3 times a day, plus Plavix 75 milligrams daily, and he's on atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, period. These also would help the stroke prevention, period. Three, he has diabetes mellitus, and I will continue metformin 500 milligrams daily, plus well, that's it. Then four, he has 5 years hypertension. I will continue lisinopril 5 milligrams daily, plus metoprolol 12.5 milligrams twice a day, which also is helpful post-coronary artery disease. Period. He is on Keppra 1,000 milligrams every 12 hours for seizures, period. For neuropathic pain, he's on gabapentin 400 milligrams daily, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.